Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. Opening call to praise and prayer. O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with psalms.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We give you hearty thanks for the rest of the past night and for the gift of a new day, with its opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may also pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, that an even tide we may again give thanks unto you.
Amen.
You are kind-hearted and you do good things, so teach me your laws. I am your servant, Lord, and you have kept your promise to treat me with kindness. Give me wisdom and good sense. I trust your commands. Once you corrected me for not obeying you, but now I obey. You are kind-hearted and you do good things, so teach me your laws. My reputation is being ruined by conceited liars, but with all my heart I follow your teachings. Those liars have no sense, but I find happiness in your law. When you corrected me, it did me good, because it taught me to study your laws. I would rather obey you than to have 1,000 pieces of silver and gold. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. You are kind-hearted and you do good things, so teach me your laws.
The word today is from Matthew 21, verses 18 through 22. When Jesus got up the next morning, he was hungry. He started out for the city, and along the way he saw a fig tree. But when he came to it, he found only leaves and no figs. So he told the tree, "You will never again grow any fruit." Right then the fig tree dried up. The disciples were shocked when they saw how quickly the tree had dried up. But Jesus said to them, "If you have faith and don't doubt, I promise that you can do what I did to this tree, and you will be able to do even more. You can tell this mountain to get up and jump into the sea, and it will. If you have faith when you pray, you will be given whatever you ask for." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer. in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Mary Bosanquet Fletcher. Mary Bosanquet Fletcher was a prominent lay preacher in the Methodist movement in England and is credited with persuading John Wesley to allow women to preach in public. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. The collect of today was from Mary Bosanquet Fletcher. O God, our Heavenly Father, who raised up your faithful servant, Mary Bosanquet Fletcher, to be a pastor in your church and to feed your flock, give abundantly to all pastors the gifts of your Holy Spirit, that they may minister in your household as true servants of Christ and stewards of your divine mysteries. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
For health of body and soul. For those we have lifted up today, may God the Father bless you. God the Son heal you. God the Holy Spirit give you strength. May God, the holy and undivided Trinity, guard your body, save your soul, and bring you safely to this heavenly country, where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For, as you always resist the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Prayer for the President of the United States and all in civil authority. O Lord, our Governor, whose glory is in all the world, we commend this nation to your merciful care, that being guided by your providence, we may dwell secure in your peace. Grant to the President of the United States, the Governor of this state, and to all in authority, wisdom and strength to know and to do your will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them ever mindful of their calling to serve this people in your fear. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Eternal God, in whose perfect kingdom no sword is drawn but the sword of righteousness, no strength known but the strength of love, so mightily spread abroad your spirit, that all peoples may be gathered under the banner of the Prince of Peace, as children of one Father, to whom be dominion and glory, now and forever. Amen.
the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Before us it is blessed, behind us it is blessed. Below us it is blessed, above us it is blessed. Around us it is blessed as we set out with Christ. Our speech is blessed as we set out for God. With beauty before us, with beauty behind us, with beauty below us, with beauty above us, with beauty around us, we set out for a holy place indeed. Amen.